Good morning. We're looking at Chayotim Klal Hay Simon Beis, and today is going to be the 29th day of the Omer. The show will be aired on the 29th day of the Omer. We were talking yesterday about saying Hashem's name in the context of a pasuk. So I just want to finish off the thought, and then we'll go on to the next Simon. I heard from one of my Rebbeim two thoughts about saying Hashem's name. We know that when you say Hashem's name, there is a lach of kavana to say Hashem's name properly. And when you say Hashem's name, like we spoke about before, you have to have the kavana of Hashem is the Adon HaKol. We say Elokim, we have the kavana that the Rosh Hashem is Takif, Baal Yecharlis, or Baal Kechas Kulam. The Rosh Hashem is powerful, he's the Bailim, he's the master, he's the one in control of all of the Kechas of the Bria. Elokeinu is that thought, and the fact that he is Mashgiach Perpatus on us. When we say Hashem's name of Havaya, so according to the Gra, we have to think Adon HaKol. According to the Shulchan Aruch, you have to think Adon HaKol. And Hoya Hayim Yiya. Some suggested we should add Mahaveh HaKol. He was, he is, and he will be. And he created everything. And he is the master of everything. So there's a lot to think about when you say Hashem's name. So he suggested that when we are mechuyev to say Hashem's name, so obviously we say Hashem's name, we say it as best as we can with the proper kavana. But the times where we're doing saying zmiras, where it's not necessary, he felt that the element of yira would behoove us not to mention Hashem's name under those circumstances. So you're going to hear both opinions are valid. The second point which you have is, again, the concern a person will be interrupted or will interrupt, because it's not Torah, it's not tefillah, it's not, you know, maybe a person will say something to him in the middle of a thought, and there's mirrors, so a person has to be very careful. If he is saying Hashem's name, which is 100% mutter, he should be doing it in the proper way, that not with the proper kavana, focusing on what the words mean and how he's praising Hashem, and not to interrupt the middle of a thought. Okay, we're going to go on to Simon Dalet, Klal Hey Simon Dalet. So Kol Brachas Demar B'Choloshin, Vahu Sheyemar Kein Titan Chazal, Vafila B'Loshin Chol. So the luck is that Brachas can be said in other languages other than Loshin HaKadosh. Again, we find that there's a Chassam Sefer which talks about davening tefillah as well can be said in Loshin Chol. And he discourages that very much, because we know that there are the tremendous kavanas and milas which the Anshei Chesed Gadol put into the words of Lashon HaKodesh, and they have, there's a tremendous mila and strength to Lashon HaKodesh over the other languages. That's an etzim language as opposed to other languages. But mikra, then a person is not able to say it in Lashon HaKodesh, a person can say it in Lashon Chol. You have a person who's just becoming frum, it might make sense he should say some in Lashon HaKodesh as he's learning to say it properly. But meanwhile, the most brachas he should say in Lashon Chol to make that he's saying the bracha properly. Regards to the kavana of the Shem's name, so when we use the English word for Hashem, so that word, or Marsha writes in a tshuva, that word contains in it all the thoughts that a person's mechuyev to have when he says kavanas Hashem. So kavanas Hashem is Adon HaKol, and he is, was, and will be. He's the source of everything. So when we say the word God, that's what the word God means to us. It means to us that Hashem, that this being is the source of everything. He's the master of everything, etc. So that's what the word means. So Mercer suggests, in regards to Kavanas Hashem, so the first pasuk of Shema, if a person will have in mind that he says it in Yiddish, but, you know, this is Yisrael should hear. We should, Klai Yisrael should hear that God is our God. God is one. Would fulfill all the halacha requirements of kavanah the person has to have in kavanas Hashem when he says Triyishma. So when a person says it in English and he says that word, he's clearly having that in mind, and that would fulfill the requirements of kavanah Hashem. Have a good morning.